Nothing wrong, Mitch. You got it.
Hey, Robert. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good. With who?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank. Was just giving a quick follow-up call. Actually, shot out a couple offers to you about 2 weeks ago now. I think they should have hit your mailbox sometime last week. We're just circling back to see if you had received our offers. I wanted to introduce myself to you and answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Do you recall or have you received anything from Bank of Cardiff in the past week?
Did you say Bankers Market?
Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff spelled C-A-R, like car, D-I-F.
Yes, I think I've seen something. We've been really busy, so I don't read everything.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I just wanted to follow up. Even I haven't had a chance to take a good look at it yet. I just wanted to answer any questions you might have. See if you had any.
What was it concerning?
It was a couple pre-approved offers for equipment financing if you had any equipment needs, or working capital lines of credit if you had any operational capital needs there. We had the business pre-approved, and just wanted to see if you did in fact have any needs at this point or anything coming up that we might be able to help you out with.
What's the interest rate on it?
Okay, so a couple different programs there with our equipment financing. The rate starts in the low single digits, right around 4%, and can go up from there. I just need to take a look at a couple things, time in business, cash flow, things of that nature. And then our working capital program is a little bit different, and it actually comes about. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Okay. Well, ours is a little different. We're able to unlock 10 to 15% of your top line revenue to use as you see fit. These are unsecured short-term loans. So those start at about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. Again, it's a cash flow-based program. So we just need to look at time in business, see if there's cash flow there, if you had any existing loans out. So just had to take a look at a couple of things to see what we could make available to you. Have any needs at this point of the year or thinking about?
Well, I've been going through my banker, and pretty much getting what I need, We
gotcha.
Borrowed $52,000, but the interest on that was 2.9 they gave us.
That's great. That's great.
Secure
cash.
One of those, the equipment loan is about paid for. I think we owe like $1,800 on it.
Okay.
On one of them. And then the other one was, other loan was collateral, for our land. We bought some land.
Okay.
Where we have our business at. So.
Hey, what kind of equipment did you bring on?
We're in the landscape and lawn care business.
Gotcha. So was it a lawnmower or something along those lines, or?
Yeah, we bought, we got three big zero turns and then a walk behind push mowers, weed eaters, the blowers and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
$52,000 on everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you said
I was counting the trailer too, so.
Okay. And did you have anything on the wish list this year that you're thinking about picking up, or?
Well, I have like 40 customers, and I'm trying to expand to go to that. I got two guys working with me, but I'm wanting to hire like two more guys.
Okay.
And I'm really interested in like buying another truck, trailer, and more lawnmowers.
Okay, so it sounds like you're growing pretty rapidly.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 25 years, but, I went back. I was in my own business, for a while. Then a guy talked me into coming to work for him, and he hired me at $65 an hour to be his foreman and take care of, putting irrigations and things in like that. And then he kind of collapsed, and I said, I never did like working for anybody, so. I went back in my own business, so.
That's awesome. That's
always like working for myself, and we've been back into it for the last 6 years, and we're in the Better Business Bureau, and we're rated like an A+, and we're just growing every day,
That's great.
And like I said, I'm wanting to get more employees and more customers, but you got to. expand, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You got to have the equipment to do that when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably advertise. I haven't advertised in 2 years.
Yeah, I was about to ask, were you thinking about doing any sort of marketing this year to grow?
Well, you know, the Better Business Bureau has been advertising me, through theirs on the web,
Uh-huh.
And I get probably 7 calls a month, off of them. And then I am on the web a little bit, like Google. Mm-hmm. But I haven't, there's a lot of these companies telling me that they could get me on the website. I'd be the first priority, like if somebody's calling looking for someone to do something, I would be on top of the list. But they probably tell everybody that.
Yeah. I was actually stupid.
No, and they tell me, it cost me $199 a month, and
right.
And they would, find the customers for me and stuff. And, that sounds all right, but you could waste $199.
Yeah. Well,
I've spent money just in the newspaper because the newspaper's on the website too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I spent $140 for 2 months, and I probably picked up 20 customers. But I haven't done that in a long time. Like I said, when I went right back into the business, I did that, and that's how I picked up 50% of my customers, and then the rest of it's been by word.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So obviously,
and now the rest. Now the ones I've been getting now is always by word. Their friends send me to their friends.
That's the best type of customer.
Yeah, and that's how I've been picking up. 95% of my customers now is by the customers I already have.
Well, that's awesome. Word of mouth.
But we just keep on getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're to the point. We're pretty big for 3 guys. Because we do everything to everybody's yard. You don't have to call nobody else.
You
want
so
tree service, you want your planting, we do the weed control, fertilizing, we do everything.
It's your one-stop shopping.
Yeah, they don't have to go nowhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have, like I said, 40 customers, and that's, when you're doing that, that's a lot of work because, we're doing the mulching and everything. So, they don't have to go nowhere. So.
It sounds like you got an awesome, awesome product going on there. With a lot of potential.
And anyway, like I said, we do the irrigation work. We do all that, so there's nowhere else to go except for us.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I would love to see if we could throw our hat in the ring and get you some of the better rates out there for some of that equipment you're looking at.
I bought some lawnmowers from Kubota, and they gave me 0% interest, for all their stuff.
Wow. That's, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. That's free money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll have those Kubotas paid off, in a couple years, but.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to expand ourselves in about a year now, and we're wanting to do more, but like I said, I don't know how you guys work y'all's money. Do y'all let us expand and then start paying you, or how do y'all do that? That's how we are.
Okay. So with the working capital program, we get you approved for a specific or a certain amount. You don't necessarily need to take that amount. So you take what you need, and then you would start paying on it, paying back on it pretty close to immediately there. But you could almost look at it like a line of credit in the sense that you would have this approval amount there. So if you needed a little bit for marketing or to bring on additional employees, you grab a little bit of that. Use it for what you need possible. You pay it down, and then when you need a little bit more cash, you let us go. You let us know, and we unlock a little bit more for you.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm with the. Like I said, I'm with my kids today. They were my wife. We got a newborn. My wife.
Oh, congratulations!
Off, Evelyn to the school here because she's a school teacher, and my other son, me and him, has been shopping today, so get back with me if you can, like Monday of next week, and we'll do a chit-chat.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds great. In the meantime, you know what? Actually,
send me an email, and you guys have my email address, I suppose.
I don't. What would be the best email address?
It'd be robkenhen@gmail.com.
So
R-O-B-K-E-N HEN@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. I will just send you like a program highlight of those programs, and then a little reminder. You know, we're going to talk next. Did you say next Tuesday would be good for you?
Yeah, next Tuesday or Monday, whatever you want.
Okay. And that's, is this the best time to reach out to you, or maybe a little earlier? Or?
You know, we try to get busy, you know, around 8:30, but yeah, this would probably be a good time.
Okay. I will put you in my calendar right now. I'll shoot you out that email, and then we'll talk again next Tuesday, and I appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.